Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside your pocket on Kaya Biz.
Yep, time for us to become a little bit nosy. And it's not really being nosy, it's really getting an honest, fair, transparent reflection of our behavior as South Africans. And our behavior helps us understand how business responds. And more than that, it helps us fully understand how best we can implement the necessary financial discipline, change, and strategies in order to build wealth while still maneuvering through the day-to-day responsibilities we have in life. Tonight, we're going to take a look at balloon payments. So you might be driving in your car that you purchased within the last year, maybe even four. And I'm keen to understand, did you have to take out a balloon payment to make sure that you could afford your installments? There's nothing wrong with it, but it can be troublesome if you don't manage your finances adequately. Someone who knows all about this and is going to give us some data and insight into research conducted by Standard Bank is the Chief Risk Officer at Standard Bank South Africa, Thabani Ndwandwe, who joins us to tell us more. Thabani, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good evening, Gooks, and good evening to your listeners.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us, sir. And these kind of conversations excite me because they really give us insight into our behavior as friends, as colleagues, as neighbors, to fully understand, hold on, okay, this is actually what we're doing with our vehicle financing. And maybe let's just start by getting some clarity and context around the demand for vehicle financing and how it might have shifted in the last 5 years, especially given the tight economy that we're in.
Absolutely, Gooks. We have seen a bit of a shift in consumers, especially the last few years, about 2 years or so, where people are starting to buy more second-hand cars, which is a very clear sign, of course, of pressure and people becoming more, you know, conscious of how they spend their money and choosing to buy more second-hand cars and the likes. But one of the things that we've seen is that, of course, for new cars particularly, we've seen that consumers in general, many of our customers, are buying cars using this balloon mechanism. In fact, a third of our customers are buying cars using a 40% balloon. Just to make it easy, if you buy a car for 400,000, that means that basically you say, you know, about 40% of that you'll put aside into a balloon. Now, that's quite a substantial amount, because that's about 160,000 that you'll pay at the end of your repayment. And so that's what most consumers we've seen doing at this stage.
And maybe you can give us a lot more detail. From what I see, there's been a 41% increase in the number of vehicle purchases that include a balloon payment in South Africa. How contextualize this? Is this, you know, one in how many customers? Is there a particular price range where we find increased demand for balloon payments? And again, does it speak to the lack of financial fitness within the customer base?
Look, let me start by saying, yes, we've seen about 41% increase, which is quite a substantial number of customers. As I said, about a third of our customers that buy cars, they are asking for the full balloon. And then you get another sort of substantial amount, which takes us to just under half of our customers asking for some form of balloon. So a third takes for the full amount that we offer, which is 40%. Mm-hmm. And then you get this next grouping of customers, which means just about half of customers will have some form of balloon in their purchases. This happens across a broad range of customers. Sure. Now, what you tend to find is that banks tend to be more stricter, of course, about the amount of balloons you take. And that depends on a couple of factors. The first factor, of course, is your risk profile. So if we think that you have a high likelihood of defaulting, you'll find that the bank will restrict the amount you can take on balloon or even get that balloon. And the second thing is the car you buy. And generally, not all cars and not all models have the same resellability. So at the end of the, of your car's installment, not all cars sell at the same value. So we try and assess, this car will sell at a much better value than the other car, then the balloon is calculated so that, you know, if you get to the end and you're selling the car, you don't have a shortfall. Because one of the biggest challenges people have, and this is one of the things I would love to share for many of the customers, is that, you know, at the end of it, you're going to have to sell this car and you still owe the bank that whatever 20% or 30% that you didn't choose to pay for. And so that has implications for that. So we see it across the spectrum, but it's really important for us to understand your ability to pay, that you will pay us. Secondly, whether the car that you have has got good resale value at the end.
I think it's so important that you mention that resale value, because that speaks to the brand, the make, the demand as well that might exist. I don't know how much liberty you have to actually perhaps share the type of vehicle models, or perhaps what it is that we need to consider as consumers when it comes to...
Yeah, so I'll definitely do that. I mean, I'm not going to share the names and just to respect the brands. But what I always recommend to many of the, you know, buyers of cars, that you go into, you look at the car in the shop, you look at this price, you then go into, you know, websites, there's many websites where you can go into and find secondhand cars. Look at how those cars are, what price range is they going at, you know, 5 years later type of thing. So try and see a 5 year old, whatever vehicle that you want to buy, look at it and say, from the price it sells at now versus how much it's selling for, you can quickly work out how much it loses value and on average by just looking at those differences. That's one of the things I always recommend. And why that matters, you know, Cooks, there are a couple of things that customers sometimes miss when they buy cars. The first thing is, of course, a car, we don't always call it an asset, but it is a bit of an asset, right? At the end of the day, when you sell your car, you would like to get something. You know, it helps you get to work, get to school, get to everything. But at the end, you want to get something. If you've got a balloon, even more importantly, because as I said, you will have this amount that could be a shortfall that you have to pay at the end. And if you can't sell the car with enough and get enough value out of it, you will have to fund that yourself. And that's what most customers do. It helps you right now with a smaller installment, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to fund that car yourself, which is something else, especially in the trading impact. The other thing I think that most customers, when they buy cars, they try and do is that we see sometimes customers overinvest in features. We all like nice rim there and nice that and nice thing. It's nice. It looks good. And seats that can massage you and all those nice things. But how some of those things don't always sometimes give you the long-term value in the car. So if you have the affordability and you have the money to do it and the luxury to do it, understand that those things are luxurious. Some of them don't add to the value. So you have to just be very careful how much you add into the value of the car, just to be clear. And then the last advice I always give, especially the younger generation, is that, you know, it's nice to compete with a nice car that makes the nice sound and looks good, but try and assess it on your affordability, because sometimes when you're choosing this balloon, I'm always saying you're choosing, you know, a car by taking 40% say I'll pay at the end. It's good if you're doing it for a good financial discipline reason, but if you're doing it so you can get a bigger car, a more expensive car, sometimes that may just, you know, may not be the best financial decision for you. Maybe just buy a slightly cheaper car. You know, if you were to see the car I drive, Googs, you'll be a bit embarrassed. So I drive a slightly cheaper car that's been paid off 10 years ago.
You and I both.
I'm not the best person to advise the younger people. They laugh at me when I advise them. But that's some of the things we recommend. And then maybe just to also understand that whenever you take a balloon, remember the amount that you're not, you know, paying upfront. You are accumulating interest on it. So actually, it's costing you. You know, you are not paying for it now, but you actually, the bank is charging interest on that amount that you choose over to pay. So you're paying interest on interest. And that's some of these considerations I always recommend for many of the customers to understand.
Definitely. And I think it's so important that you highlight this, that we go in a way and more mindful. I'm keen to ask two questions here related to not only the financing period. Have we seen that that's also increased substantially by the those who actually take on balloon payments? And of those who take on balloon payments, how many customers actually happen to default on their payments towards the end?
So what we tend to see in general, you know, not only has the manufacturers, the banks increased the term. I mean, you'd remember many years ago, Cooks, I know I'm slightly older than you. When I started working, the maximum term you could get was 5 years. What we're seeing now, you see, you know, some banks going up to 84 months.
Oh, wow.
So, no, yes, 2 months, 84 months. We're starting to see that coming through. So you're starting to see a bit of longer terms coming into the market. So the convergence of the two, where people are actually taking longer terms and taking balloons to drop their installments, we're starting to see that coming at play quite a bit. Again, the longer you pay your installment, the longer the more interest you have to pay over, you know, over time. And so what I always recommend is that if you've chosen to take a longer installment, you must understand that then you have to think about, for example, a balloon, and you have to say, I'm going to pay extra into that balloon, you know, and tell the bank, I'm paying this extra to reduce my balloon at the end. Mm-hmm. It's important. It just helps you so that you can reduce that amount of additional interest. That's when you get bonuses and things also fast food, do sometimes get bonuses. And then what we've seen in terms of customers, you know, at the end who end up, you know, choosing to refi, because at the end, when you have a balloon, you have two options. You can get to the end of the term and then say to the bank, please help me refinance the amount of 40%, or, you know, help me, you know, I'll pay it or whatever. So what we see is that 96% of the customers that have had balloons, they come to us and they have traded in their cards and they settle. And then you've got this other sort of percentage, about 3.5%, that either refinances or sometimes defaults. We have seen, of course, across the industry, defaults increasing. I think I've been a bit of bad news in the show a few times. I've said, you know, debt reviews up from 60 billion in 2022 to 80 billion now, rents of people who in debt review. Home loans, we've got close to 100 billion, you know. So it's quite big, substantial defaults that we've seen in the last 2 years as the interest rate is spiking. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to September reduction. I'm looking forward and hoping we'll get that reduction in September to get some relief from many of our customers.
Definitely. This is why I love speaking to you. You make it so practical. You make it so relatable, and also help us understand how everything is interconnected. You know, the inflation figures, the interest rates that we hope will certainly see a cut, will have a ripple effect into our behavior as consumers and how best we manage our finances. But overall, I'm truly appreciative of your time as always, Buthaban. Really appreciate it this evening, sir.
Thank you so much, Sissy, and thanks to your listeners for listening to me. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Thabani Ndwandwe, who's the Chief Risk Officer at Standard Bank South Africa, helping us understand what we are seeing in terms of data conducted by Standard Bank and the uptick in the number of South Africans who actively go out to purchase a vehicle with a balloon payment. We're extending the periods from 72 months to 84 months. We perhaps are struggling with an adequate deposit for a vehicle and now opting to have a balloon payment within our vehicle installments. The challenge, though, of course, is the fact that we are adding additional accessories that ups the price, the cost of the actual vehicle, and that might lead to pressure points that we see towards the end when the balloon payment needs to be settled, typically 40% of the value of the financing that you secured. And as Thabani's mentioned, it's not a bad thing to take out a balloon payment. It's an option that has been made available to you, but the big but, it requires a heightened level of financial discipline. Whilst you are able to actually pay off your installments and perhaps haven't had to pay out a deposit, you do need to make sure that you either save up to be able to settle that final payment towards the end of your contract or finance term, or at least continue to make additional contributions to your vehicle installment, just to make sure that you ease the pressure of having to fork out a lump sum all at once when it comes to a balloon payment. We don't give financial advice, but the guidelines that you've heard is, of course, make sure that you look at your affordability. If you can't afford it, perhaps consider a cheaper option or wait it out or look at pre-owned. And if you do happen to take a balloon payment, which typically is not the first option that you should explore, do make sure that you are going in fully aware of the responsibility, but also having the necessary financial discipline to make additional contributions and pay the amount at the end. Otherwise, there are still options available to you, but they just might add some strain.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.